like the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, 100th anniversary activity, and the 2025 ARRL Field Day, which is June 28th through the 29th. Also, you can learn how to find a contest club in your area to get a seat on a winning team. There are many other ARRL-sponsored forums at the Hamvention. Find more information at www.arrl.org/expo. And get your tickets for Hamvention at www.hamvention.org. The Heritage CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame, created by longtime amateur radio publisher Richard Ross, K2MGA, who is now a silent key, will continue to honor amateur radio operators on a new section of the hamgallery.com website. CQ Magazine ceased publication in October of 2023, and Ross passed away on April 27, 2024, and the change was made with the permission of his widow, Kathy. The Heritage CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame honors licensed amateur radio operators and non-licensed individuals who have made significant contributions to amateur radio, their professional careers, or to other aspects of world affairs. A select and diverse group of amateurs will administer the new website and review submissions. The 2025 inductees are Professor Jim Breakall, WA3FET, Angel Vasquez, WP3R, and Wayne Overbeck, Ph.D., N6NB, Silent Key. The nomination deadline for 2025 has passed, but information can be found on the web at Nomination Process for Heritage CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame. POTA Gen-I Council, also known as the Pottstown Area Amateur Radio Club, will be convening in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania on Sunday, May 4th, 2025, to set up a multi-mode Parks on the Air POTA demonstration with characters paying homage to the Star Wars universe. Walt Skavinsky, KB3SBC, the Sith Lord of QRP, low power operating that is, a veteran POTA operator and an organizer of the special event, will lead his band of experienced radio amateurs in showing visitors how POTA can be done, including what kind of equipment you'll need to get started. We want to share our experiences so that other people can get a head start and learn from us, so they don't make the same mistakes we made at the beginning, Skavinsky said. Believe me, we all know that going out for the first time can be a nerve-wracking experience.